Okay, the other big story that everybody seems to be talking about still this morning is the Microsoft Surface. Jeremy, what is the big deal with this thing?
Well, it looks kind of like an iPad, but of course it's Microsoft, so it runs Windows, and it has a little keyboard that the cover of it turns into a keyboard.
Fancy.
So it solves that problem, I guess, that the iPad has. It was unveiled yesterday at what was a very Apple-esque event from Microsoft. For more on this, let's bring in John Moe, host of Marketplace Tech Report. He's with us now. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
Well, first, let's start with the significance of this tablet for Microsoft. How badly does the company need this to succeed?
Really, 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 really badly. It's Microsoft has been trying to get into the mobile space, where if you ask anybody, the future of computing, the future of devices is the mobile space. It's tablets, it's phones. And Microsoft, which used to be the king of personal computing, is watching Apple gobble up more and more market share in that space. They feel like they're probably getting lapped. The Windows smartphone is launched, but it hasn't exactly taken off. So I think they said, look, we need to get this out the door. And you can see in the urgency that they launched this without a lot of details. We don't know everything about the screen resolution, the memory, the power. We have no idea about the price, and we don't even know the launch date.
Does Microsoft have to be careful about this? Are they going to anger the companies that have traditionally made the hardware that uses Windows software like Lenovo or Acer?
Probably, yeah. And I think they decided that that was worth it. That was the lesser of two evils. It was either wait and build a consensus or make a bold move on their own. I mean, and a bold move into hardware, which has paid off for them with the Xbox, but hasn't paid off on, say, the Zune. So it's a high-risk maneuver, but they felt it was warranted.
Now, John, I mentioned that it was sort of an Apple-esque unveiling of this thing. Is the Surface supposed to be like an iPad or something different?
Well, it has this built-in keyboard. It has a cover that is sort of like the cover on the iPad right now, actually, is sort of magnetic cover. The difference is that it has this keyboard on it. It also has some USB ports so you can plug more things into it. It's got a kickstand built into the back. It's got complexity where the iPad has simplicity. And I think that's the ultimate separation of the propositions that the two different companies are making.
John Moe, host of Marketplace Tech Report, thanks very much.
Thank you.